Helper of the helpless people. Oh, giver of sin. Oh, the helper of the helpless people.
Greetings to the oldest Arab transcriber, the man of prayers and savior of our religion. The evil spirits run away from the Almighty's name, and the devil runs away from Abu Musa's name. You throw stones at the devil along with God, but I do it all alone. You yourself are like a bird in the sky, and I'm like a cow on the earth. Welcome, brother. Welcome.
I'm in deep doubt, brother. Are you trying to buy my faith with those pompous titles?
Abu Musa, do you mean to tell me that you're suspicious? Oh, no. Do you mean I'm to understand we're here to haggle over some goods?
Let's appoint someone, Amr. Let's appoint. I'm so tired of coming here all the time. Let's appoint a righteous caliph.
Let's appoint someone.
In the name of God.
Only the word of God counts, and we're servants of God. I've thought a lot about Ali and Muawiyah, and I agree with what you said. The conflict between them is a conflict between Quraysh and Quraysh. Neither Ali nor Muawiyah. Let's depose both of them and leave this case to a council whose members are close to the caliphs, peaceful people and high-ranking companions of the Prophet. They can choose whoever they want.
This is to the people's benefit. God willing, the Ummah will have a good fate. Let's depose them. Let's depose both of them.
Start it, please, Sheikh.
Peace be upon you. Greetings to you. Greetings.
Peace be upon you.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Oh, greetings upon you. Greetings. Peace be upon you.
Greetings to you.
Peace be upon.
Greetings to you.
Please start, Amr.
But I can't do it. While you're here, I can't think of anyone more qualified than you to start the job. You shouldn't hesitate over good deeds. In the name of God, Sheikh. The people are waiting. In the name of God.
Helper of the helpless people.
Right, Sheikh! What are you doing?
I want to give a sermon that might be accepted by God and can make God's creatures happy. These people have been waiting for the outcome of the Dumat al-Yandal for a while. God willing, this job is going to be finished.
Sheikh! Let Amr give the sermon first.
Why?
What if Amr gives the sermon after your sermon and says something against your agreement?
We've already reached an agreement.
If you need some time for consultation, we can postpone the meeting to a more propitious moment. In the name of God, sit down.
Bismillah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Habibina Muhammad.
Allah! Salli ala Muhammad.
He was the last messenger of God among the creatures of this world, from Adam, the father of human beings, until the time Israfil blows into the trumpet. No one will attain the prophet's status. And his holy being is the only source of virtue and the savior of human beings from the darkness of ignorance. But now, a rift has been created among his followers, and the people shed each other's blood. They left the case to arbitration. We thought a lot about those who have caused the rift. What you're going to hear now is the result of our consultation. As I, a small servant of God, Abu Musa Ash'ari, and the arbitrator of the people of Iraq, take this ring off my finger. I depose Ali and Muawiyah and leave it to the consultative council to choose a caliph. Oh God, I repent to you and greeting to your righteous servants of God.
May God accept it, Sheikh.
God's wrath be upon you. You idiot. He deceived you.
Grudge leads people to annihilation, Malek.
الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم.
فمن قتل مظلوما فقد جعلنا لوليه سلطانا فلا يسرف في القتل إنه كان منصورا.
As you have heard, that Abu Musa Ash'ari, the arbitrator of the people of Iraq, has deposed his friend. And as I take this ring off my finger, I depose Ali ibn Abi Talib. But
What?
But as I put this ring back on my finger, I appoint Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan as the caliph. He shall be caliph, and he shall take revenge. Shall take revenge for the blood of the murdered Osman. He deserved more than anybody to get this position.
God's curse be upon you, you traitor. We had agreed to depose both of them. You're just like a dog that always barks, whether it's beaten or not.
And you're just like a donkey. Like a donkey that carries books and always brays.
All people! The arbitrators put aside the word of God and became servants of the devil. Their decision is null and void. The right decision was the sword that you put back in the sheath after Amir ibn Nasr's trick. You saw and you heard that the sons of Arab Nabigas resorted to tricks again. Ali's first and last word is jihad against the enemies of God's religion.
Imam Ali was eventually deposed. Muawiyah was appointed. After hearing the decision by the arbitrators, the Imam said, "They disobeyed the order by the Quran. They saw the truth, but they ignored it. They killed what the Quran had revived, and they revived what the Quran had killed. They were inclined to stray from the path of righteousness, as disobedience was in their nature. Our conditions were justice in judgment and honesty in whatever they do. Their judgment was unjust, and what they did was oppressive. We believe in what we do. And now that the arbitrators have gone off the right path and have issued an invalid decree, we'll disregard their judgment. Imam Ali called on the army once again for a jihad against Muawiyah. But the infidels, those unfaithful believers who were reciters of the Quran, those who would sleep on their prayer mats and had calluses on their foreheads from prayers, blocked the Imam's way.
Ashas! You have to be Narawan, Narkindi.
As you see, I'm not Ashtar.
Have you come here to renew your allegiance?
What else can I do?
It's the nature of a cat to be disloyal to its owner. Even if you swear allegiance as many times as your daily prayers, you will break it whenever you want.
Are you innocent, Ashtar? Haven't you ever committed a sin?
Oh, yes, I have. But I've never denied the daylight. Do you still have any doubt about the prostitute Nabiga's son? Abu Musa, the person you stood up for, is an idiot and completely insane. I've heard that your friends in Naravan have issued a decree to declare Ali an infidel.
Thank God I am not aware of these things. If I was someone who would advocate radicalism, I would have calluses on my forehead just like the people of Narawan. If I was someone who would betray, I would have been in Muawiyah's army. Take it. Read it. This is the evidence for the trick by Nabiga's son.
What is this hypocrite doing in the house of God?
You'd better be worried about your own house, Oday. Isn't Zayd ibn Oday ibn Hatan Tayyi your son? Everybody saw that he fled to the army of the Levant in the Battle of Siffin.
I am completely devoted to Ali. If I get my hands on Zayd, I'll cut him to pieces.
You've turned into a beast, Oday.
These people are used to blasphemy and will ruin our army, Malak. How much longer is Ali going to continue to let them be free?
It's Ali's doctrine, Oday. It seems that he wants to enlighten their dark hearts with his patience. Call your men for jihad. Our army will camp in Nokele.
Where are we going?
To the Levant, Oday. The Levant.
And what shall we do with those people in Narawan?
As usual, tolerate.
Do you support this strategy?
I've learned from Ali to fight with my sword without any grudges, Oday.
The infidels' camp in Narawan.
Where's the commander of these people? Don't you greet people when you see them? Why are you frowning? God forbid, has something happened to your mouths?
These people have repented.
All right. But we saw, and you also witnessed, that the books in Siphene, which were put on spears, were the devil's flags. You saw that the arbitrator who was attributed to Ali was an idiotic coward. Do you still have any doubt about Ali's righteousness?
We've all become the devil's servants. All of us. We were all tricked by Muawiyah, and Ali agreed to our wrong decision. All of us. We've all become infidels. We have to repent.
Oh, almighty God. It's a dangerous precedent, Ibn Asir. Should Ali repent from a sin he hasn't committed? If Ali repents, it means that he's admitted to the sin. Where the caliphs are in a position that they shouldn't commit any sins.
Didn't he commit a sin when he agreed to the arbitration?
No. What sin? You said that the judge should be Allah, and Ali agreed to it. Be honest. What would you do if Ali hadn't agreed to the arbitration? Tell me that.
Ali agreed to the arbitration out of fear for his own life.
I swear on the prophets, our religion, and the word of God, that's not the case. He saw that you didn't want to fight. And you had resorted to the book of God as your mediator. That's why he agreed. You were the ones who shouted, "Oh, it's a disaster," weren't you? You accused Ali of becoming an infidel and fighting against the Quran, didn't you? You did these things, didn't you?
We committed a sin and we'll repent.
So why are you committing another sin?
It was wrong to appoint human beings as arbitrators for the blood of Muslims.
Shame on you. Shame. Oh, pious man, the arbitrator is the word of God. But a book is a writing on a piece of animal skin. It can't talk, so we need someone to read God's orders, don't we? As you saw, since the arbitrators hadn't made their decision based on the Quran, Ali didn't accept it.
Ali knew that we were making a mistake, didn't he?
Why are you making it so complicated? Don't get into a vicious circle.
Tell me now, did he or didn't he?
Either I don't understand your language, or you've simply become stubborn. Which religion do you believe in? Which god do you worship in your prayers? Unto which great name of the Almighty do you say your supplication? The disaster of Siphene was a disgrace that proved the Arab's ignorance. No cloak-wearing believers! Do you want to see the Arabs more disgraced than they already are? What's your final word?
That Ali should repent.
And what if he doesn't?
We'll execute God's order on him. With the swords of the soldiers in Narawan.
Are you the commander of these people?
In Narawan? Only God rule.
It's really strange. Based on your logic, designation of the prophets was something futile. Who's the mediator between God and human beings? What will happen to the different levels of faith? All of you are caliphs, are you not, hmm? You should be scared of God's wrath. You usually sleep on your prayer mats. Don't ruin the reward for your obedience to God with misleading thoughts.
Oh, son of the Hashem tribe, all of the elders in Narawan are reciters of the Quran. You have to find some people for your sermons who haven't heard anything about the word of God. Go!
Did he go?
What are you worried about, Zayd?
What do we want exactly?
As far as I, the least worthy of you know, a government without a commander, a state without a leader, our leader is God.
Anyway, someone should be here to collect the religious taxes, pay the necessary wages to the army, and suppress disobedience. All of us can't be commanders, can we? If that is the case, then no one will obey anyone. You're the elders of Narrowan. Choose a commander from among yourselves. Hamza, will you accept it?
No, Zayd. I have no experience in organizing an army. None at all.
I don't know how to collect taxes.
What about you, Ibn Wahab? You're a prudent man and you know how to fight with a sword. You're experienced in religious decrees as well.
You have to find an innocent person, Zayd. This is something only vicegerents of God can do.
Were the previous caliphs vice-regents of God, or were they servants of God? The main duty is to execute God's order. You'll only be the guarantor for executing the orders.
Now that you're insisting, I have to accept it. But I swear to God that I'm not agreeing to the commander because I have a desire for it. And I won't leave it out of fear for my life.
Congratulations. Extend your hand so we can pledge allegiance.
Oh, God. There's no judge but Allah.
There's no judge but Allah.
Calm down, boy. Calm down. Calm down.
To hell with me. Don't be so cruel to these children, Haraz.
You know my brother is dead. I can't be your husband or these children's father unless I console myself by killing the murderers of Haraz.
Haraz! Isn't the grief over Haraz enough?
We've always seen the negative results of your ignorance. We didn't join the Battle of the Camel, but we were like attack dogs in Seven. Until when? Until where? If those people in Narrowan were honest, they would have confessed that when Ashtar was striking the pole of Marawaye's tent with his sword, we had put our swords to Ali's neck. Until when? Until where? You used to be a rational man. You saw how they impose Ashari on Ali. Didn't you see that? You're wearing your combat gear. Who do you want to fight with?
Why didn't Ali think about arbitration before Safin? The souvenir of Safin was the blood of thousands of people like Haraz that was shed unnecessarily. Who is responsible for that? Haraz would never be called alone. He would always call for the both of us. Haraz! Haraz!
Yes. Look at these miserable children. Can't you see they need a father, you idiot? I won't live long enough to take care of them.
Father! Father!
I am sorry. But I have something more important to do. When we were coming back to Kufor, I was thinking about killing Ali every day and every night. If you don't make way, Father, then I will have to disrespect you right here.
Haras! You're stupid! Stubborn! Idiotic! You wretch, Haras! Haras!
Ah!
Haras!
Oh. Haras! Oh. Don't go! Oh. For God's sake, don't go!
Haras! Haras! Haras!
Where are you going?
You're talking, darling. Why didn't you stop your brother with your miraculous words?
Why don't you believe me? I've forgotten how to perform miracles ever since our mother was defeated in the Battle of the Camel.
Oh, God. My ruined house is cursed. The efforts I have made all my life have all gone to waste. Oh, God. For which of my unintentional sins are you punishing me?
Where are you going?
I'm going to bring Haras back.
Haras won't come back.
I'll beg him. I'll plead with him.
Father?
You want to say something?
I just wanted to see you more. Farewell to the playmate of the days I was a child. I will never forget the nights you'd pick basketfuls of stars for me. Farewell, my mother. And the confidant of the days I was an adult. I will never forget the foot baths you gave me. You would comb my hair with your motherly affection as a gift for my hair. And the wooden sticks from the pomegranate trees that would punish me as a teacher. Farewell, Father. I'll remember the slaps that would make my cheeks red, and the lashes of chastity that would serve as a cover for my body. And your sword. I dreamt that your blood would revive my dormant miracles. That my name would remain in the written and unwritten history of the Arabs forever. I dreamt, and my life is the repetition of my dreams.
Thank you.
The Infidel's camp in Naravan.
Don't be scared.
Who are you?
Greetings to you. You have eyes and you can see me. I'm an Arab like you. I'm a traveler.
There are rumors that we're the tribe of the blind people. We just wanted to test our eyesight. So you're an Arab, right?
Yes, yes.
What kind of Arab are you that you sing love songs without being worried about our religion?
I was singing an elegy.
So now we're both deaf and blind.
I was singing an elegy. My wife's tears are the proof of that. Cry.
Your cloak is too short.
Yes, it's short, but it's more comfortable.
But it shouldn't be this short.
You know what, brother? The shortness of my clothes is my wife's fault. Her skirt was worn out and I had to make a patch for it, but I couldn't.
Be quiet! When an Arab wears a short cloak, it means that he's broken the tradition. Am I right?
We desert dwellers wear long cloaks for at least 100 years. When they're new, we wear them as cloaks. When they become short, we wear them as shirts. When the shirts become shorter, we use them as turbans on our heads. Now, will you please allow us to go? Let's go, animal.
Don't you like to talk to us?
I'm sorry. My wife is ill. She's not feeling well. All right?
Hope she gets better soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What is wrong with her?
She's pregnant.
Bravo, Arab man, bravo! Don't these hens lay eggs so you can feed your child? Are you really an Arab?
I wish I weren't.
Oh, really? Are you preaching, you commoner rebel?
What should I do? You're like a big rock and you've blocked my way. Are you bandits? We'll give you our anklets, our trousers, and the hens as a gift. Aren't you Muslims? As I told you, we're traveling through here so I can take my wife to my uncle's house. Why don't you tell me who you are? And then I'll know what I should do.
Who do you expect us to be?
My brothers, who don't hold any grudges. And my wife's brothers, who have kind hearts.
We are... but on the condition that you don't betray us.
What betrayal?
Let's go that way. You'll find out soon.
It's a real disaster. If I'm not wrong, I'll need to answer thousands of questions for eating an egg. To hell with me. At least have mercy on this woman. We're not going that way. Haven't you ever seen a person that's not well on this route? Have mercy on us. For God's sake, have mercy. How's it possible that you're an Arab and you don't know Ibn Kebab? You've forgotten that. In Siffin, be quiet. In Siffin, I used to make soup for you, and I would sing so the mosquitoes wouldn't bother you. I'll tell you a sheikh about you. You owe me as many lashes as the eyes that looked at my wife. I'll tell you a sheikh about it. I'll tell him about it. Calm down. All of these old men are kind people.
They shouldn't have brought that woman to the camp.
Sit down. Sit down.
Are they from Kufar?
Your name and your occupation, you ungrateful servant of God.
My name is Abdullah, and my job is to follow Muhammad. My father was a man named Kebab, one of the lesser-known companions of the Messenger of God.
Do you know of any situation in which Muslims can sacrifice two principles of our religion for the sake of an ancillary?
The only situation that I'm aware of is that I have to quickly take my wife to a village.
Don't say stupid things, you traitor. Just listen and answer.
How many regular prayers are equal to the night of Ghadr prayer?
I don't know.
How many rakats are there in the morning prayers? I didn't ask you, sister. Sit down. Sit down. You say your prayers individually or in congregation?
Is this an interrogation?
Who's your imam and leader?
My imam and leader are rational words.
Your words will cost you a lot.
I sell them for a small amount of humanity. The weather is hot and my wife is not well.
Do you know us?
You're inexperienced bandits, and you've hunted something useless. I just sang an elegy, so it would soothe us in our journey along the long road. I've worn a short cloak, so I can walk more easily on the stones and pebbles. Are these sins? You never raise your head from the prayers of bigotry. That's why you've forgotten who your enemies are, and who your friends are. Do you know a city called the Levant? Do you know a person named Muawiyah? His dog's lunch is worth 10 times more than our trousers put together. You hear?
I know. I know. Well, Ibn Kebab, quench our thirst with a saying from the Prophet and then go.
My father had heard from the Messenger of God, who said a rift would be created and the people's souls would die before their bodies die. They would be believers at night and infidels in the morning. They would be infidels in the morning and believers at night. May God have mercy on those who say a salawat and blessing for brotherhood and affection.
You mentioned a saying about our own era.
Who was Ali before the arbitration?
A commander of the faithful.
Who is he after the arbitration?
The commander of the faithful.
Were you in Siffin?
I was just a cook.
Didn't you see that your commander of the faithful left the fate of Siffin to the arbitrators? Was it the right decision that your imam and leader left the blood of Muslims to the arbitration of human beings who are full of sins?
He left the blood of Muslims to the arbitration of the Quran, and when he found the decision wasn't based on the Quran, he rejected it.
Are you with Ali?
Oh, you poor, poor man. Why couldn't you have asked us that from the beginning? Why are you beating around the bush?
Tell me, are you or aren't you?
How can I not be? How can I? All of my wife's clothes are gifts from Zahra. The small plot of land I earn food from is a gift from Ali. If you live and breathe in Ali's time and not be devoted to his behavior, then your life is worth nothing.
So you'll die in a way that he'll deserve your devotion.
But I haven't done anything yet so he would deserve my devotion, have I?
We're waiting for that.
Give me a sword. Don't be scared.